Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. One time for they mine. Come in, revolution, come in. Do you copy? Believe right here, man. Fifth Seal Music, it's all good. I'm way out the box, you believe it? I think they know, though.
Grace got me picking up the pace, right? Speaking with the Lord past midnight. Guided by the wisdom inside, I got the inside. Eternal life, sit tight, see Christ. Expanding on the man that I am. Going through the scriptures, picture his plan. Nowadays, like, is that a woman or a man? Natural selection, really out of hand. Lies so lefty, that's that new age garbage. Floyd vs. Connor, kids kill fathers. Race bait, trace hate, lock them up in that cage. Then they gave the white boys pills. Disgrace, division and conflict, fight a spiritual monster. Everybody going bonkers, this is humans evolving. Pope sitting there like Nimrod, while the kid starves, slim clutching on a gold cross. Fake throne, title worship, who are they? Worship Mother Mary, man, what he say? I'm sticking to the truth, not picking through it. Dedicated to the Lord, not Judas. Context, read the scripture properly, instead of justifying all your sins like it's prophecy. This is what it is, and this is how it go. Drop pain on the Satan head every time I flow. Pakistan, missionary missions unseen from the Facebook. Satan, he a thief, we evade crooks. Uncanny faith, it's an uncanny trait. Still tell my young G's gotta be great. Christ won't forsake you in any type of way. Trust in him fully, faith gets greater. Pray for enemies and your haters. Hellfire hotter than the temperature of lava. It moves like water, souls get slaughtered. Making sure you share the whole gospel with your son and your daughters. Making sure your house is in order. Young and so anointed, mission been appointed. Jealousy and anger got some disappointed. How you gonna carry it? Fruits of the spirit. Making sure you speak light all throughout the lyrics. Levitating, elevating, brothers on the move. Any man hungry, give any man food. We have now arrived, call it no surprise. Mr. Revolution back in 1999. That was unknown, now it's Fifth Seal. Dying for the gospel now, tell me what's real. That was unknown, this is Fifth Seal. Dying for the gospel now, tell me what's real.
Call me a friend.
even if I don't get paid. They can stomp my grave, but I still be saved and I still be brave. Christ, I never go astray. End times got them soldiers on the way. Ain't no time to play. What these haters trying to say? Ain't gon' step to Reverend J. We believe in what we cannot see, and faith is all it takes. All them snakes around me, let me demonstrate my father's weight. Seven seals, earthquakes, feel it when the earth shakes. Foundations move from out of place. This ain't outer space, this is under grace by the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, better stay awake. In the spirit, take time and cleanse your soul. Behold the glory of the one who made us whole. Hear it when we speak, then we add a beat. Take it to the street, make you feel the heat. Baby, sow and reap till it's sevenfold. Tell it like the story's told. I ain't getting young, I'm getting old. I roll with Christ the road.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. All right, we here now. This is more than just stating some sinner's prayer. Yeah, this more than just stating some sinner's prayer over here. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. What's happening? What's cracking? How are you? Good morning. Oh, yeah, forget morning. But yeah, good day. Today's topic, excuse me. Today's topic, the world is turning into hell. Uh-oh. Did he just say that? Yeah, scratch the record too. That's today's topic. You know what I'm talking about? It is what it is. The world is turning into hell. In case you wonder what's going on. In case you don't wonder what's going on. We see what's going on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And we still glorifying God, our Father, through all this that's going on. Mm-hmm. The world is turning into hell. Hashtag hell is not on earth. Mm-hmm. Hashtag hell is not on earth. It's under the earth. It's beneath. I got scriptures. You ain't got to take my word for it. As a matter of the truth, the wicked shall be turned into hell. How about that? The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget God. Mm-hmm. Every nation that forgot God is God. They go for everybody on the earth. Nah. Mm-hmm. The wicked shall be turned into hell. We know that. We expect that. But the next part, and all nations that forget God, they're going to be turned into hell too. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations, put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the Holy Spirit let us know last time, man was not created to take over, take out the coronavirus. The coronavirus was made to take man out. And it's doing a pretty good job of taking humans away. Okay? Yep. What you gonna do? Now these stupid morons talking about protecting us from the unvaccinated. I'm like, boy, but who gonna protect y'all from coronavirus, though? Number one. I thought y'all getting the vaccine to protect you from coronavirus. Now you're talking about, get the vaccine to protect yourself from the unvaccinated. Man, get that Antichrist stuff up out of here. The world is turning into hell. So be it. And all the nations that forget God, so be it. Y'all shouldn't have got God. Put them in fear, O Lord. So be that too, Father. That the nations may know themselves to be but men. And that's Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and 20, going that hard. Yeah, Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 20, going that hard right there. Here go another scripture. Babylon the Great is fallen. Is fallen. And these are words from the angel. Okay, Babylon the Great is fallen. Is fallen. And is become, yeah, all the nations that forget God will be turned into hell, right? Babylon became a habitation of devils. Where the devils hang out, where they reproduce at and everything, where they live at. So it got to get crushed. Yeah, that's why you see all this devil stuff coming through the media. And let me tell you something else, man. Media and medium is the same thing. Media, social media, all that media, TV, radio, all that. Media is the plural version of medium. Now, it's several different versions of medium. Several different definitions of medium. So I got down to the fifth verse because I know a little bit about medium because of, the Bible. And medium, one of the verses, one of the definitions, when I got down to about definition number five, why y'all put this way down here, it says somebody who is said to have communication with the dead and the living. That's what a medium is. Someone who claims to have communication with the living and the dead. And I don't believe it unless it's in the Bible. So I remember a story in the Bible when God left Saul, then Saul consulted a medium. And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 28, when Saul was talking to the medium. And the medium, she asked Saul, what you want me to do? Who you want me to bring up? You see what I'm saying? At first she said, you can't do this because Saul, he told all the wizards and all the medium and well, the ones of a familiar spirit. That's what the Bible calls it. The ones of a familiar spirit, and then it names wizards too. Said Saul got rid of all of them. So now Saul going to the one he getting rid of, the one with the familiar spirit, because God ain't talking to him by dreams. God ain't talking to him by visions. God's spirit done left him. So now he going to a medium. someone who could communicate with the dead and with the living. So she comes, asks who you want me to bring up, and he says Samuel. And when you read this chapter, it tells you in the first few verses that Samuel was dead. Yeah, the prophet died. So the medium calls Samuel back, conjure him up from the dead, and all this is in your Bible. So with all that, with all of that being said, and we about to get all the way into it, and you're going to understand why we started talking about this medium at the beginning of this broadcast, medium and media. Remember, media is just a plural version for medium. So all that dead and communication with the dead and the living, just think about your TV. All that dead stuff that they got coming up, I hope you don't cut it on your TV, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, all that dead stuff. Media, communication with the dead and with the living, because remember, all the nations, it says, by your sorceries were all nations deceived. They deceived all nations by their sorceries, and sorceries, another word for sorcery is paranormal. Now, y'all don't have been hearing about that for the last few years, too. Paranormal activity and all that. You see what I'm saying? So, paranormal, okay, rituals, this is all under sorcery. This is how they deceive the whole world. Rituals, symbols, actions, gestures, languages believed to exploit supernatural forces. Magic spells, all this is sorcery. How do they do this? How do they cast a spell on the whole world? Through the media. Through the media. How many TVs you got in your house? What you do when you first wake up? Do you turn on that media? I'm telling you. Jill Scott been said it. She was like, am I watching my TV or is it watching me? She been said it now. Her first album. Am I watching my TV or is it watching me? See, we be thinking this stuff don't be real, but when it lines up with the word, hey. Yes, sir, let's get it in. Boy, we done got taught a lesson up front, and we ain't even prayed nothing yet. But that's how it go. You see what I'm saying? Now we ready to pray. But yeah, that's just to break the ice up real good, real quick up in here. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all know where it's going. So yeah, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in over here. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for revealing your truth to us. For Jesus, you are the truth. Everything else is lies. Yeah, your word says, let God be true and let every man be found a liar. So, Father, let us start believing and trusting in you, standing on your word, living unto you and not man. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the truth that sets us free, because your son is the truth, and when he sets us free, we are free indeed, and it's free to worship you, free to glorify you, free to praise you, free to trust you, free to love you, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Father, have your way. You get the glory from our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Eastern, though. Yeah, Hip Hop and Jesus, Teaching Tuesdays. Hip Hop Bible Study, Little Buddy, that's on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Three chapters. You know what I'm talking about? All right, also Saturdays we go live at 11 a.m. Eastern, right now. Well, we're an hour early. Yeah, my daughter back on that soccer stuff, so. Yeah, the broadcast just be at different times during that soccer season, man. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, appreciate you still tuning in. We go live Saturdays when it ain't soccer season at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, sometimes during soccer season. Depends on when they got these games. But live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, we do random topics from the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? Just like today's topic, the world is turning into hell. Yeah, and hashtag hell is not on the earth. Hell is not on earth. And then I got that from the scriptures in Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17 and verse 20. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. If you don't catch us live, you can always
Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time and tune in. Over 1,000 episodes ready for you to listen to. Go through there. Pick which one you like. You know what I'm saying? Some of them nothing but music. You know what I'm saying? So pick which one you like. Push play and enjoy. All glory going to God, our Father. For sure. I'm your homie, Oasis. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, the world is turning into hell. Hashtag hell is not on earth. And while we are going into this worship and praise right here, keep your mind on the words of Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 20, which says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. So you better remember him. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. They can't even beat coronavirus. Look at them. And then they won't tell you that the coronavirus beating them. What they say, we got a breakthrough. We got a breakthrough case. That's for somebody who fully vaccinated and still caught the full coronavirus. Yeah. That's because you got to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. It's time for us to worship God, our Father, and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. We do this every day, so it ain't nothing. We just get together when we play these songs, get together and worship together. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We'll be right back after this worship and praise all up in our Father's presence. Amen.
Alone, my heart is found. He is my light. Christ, I can do all things. What's up? You having a bad day? But now just remember that through Christ, you can do all things, anything. Call me later, okay?
With power.
reign in us. Reign in us again. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic. The world is turning into hell. Yeah, wonder what's going on? The world turning into hell. Why? Because they acting like Satan. They're not acting like the Son of God. They're not acting like sons of God. Yeah, they're not acting like Jesus Christ. They're not behaving like that. Yeah, the ones at the top, they wicked. People recognize they wicked. They producing all these wicked movies and all this wicked, these wicked songs and stuff. I'm talking about, man. And then people, see, that's when people go, they the ones going to be messed up. Because they in a neutral category. I'm a lukewarm. But y'all boosting the ratings up, people. Mm-hmm. Y'all boosting the ratings up on all this wickedness. I rebuke you, Lil Nas X, and that demonic spirit that's in you, Lil Nas X, Lil Nas Sissy X. I rebuke you. A man is not going to have a baby ever. I don't care what science do. I don't care how bad you want to. I'm talking about that is a faggot. You got to call it what it is. That's a homosexual spirit you got. You rebuke all the homosexual spirits all across the whole earth. How about that? I don't even think they all across the whole earth, but we rebuke the homosexual spirit wherever it's at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you, Satan. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against the enemy, and he lifting us up. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. He lifting us up. Yeah, because we got his standard. We putting on his whole armor, and we standing. Yeah, on the head of Satan. Yeah, we crush you, Satan. In Jesus' name, and we're going to worship and continue to praise God, our Father, in the name of Jesus. That's right. In the almighty name of Jesus Christ, and I'm ready for these scriptures, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're going to start off with, like, just like what the description says. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations, every nation, every human being that forgets God, you're going to be turned into hell as well. No, I ain't wicked. I don't do that. I don't behave. Mm-hmm. Did you know not believing God is disobedience to God? That's wickedness. God said believe Jesus, but you don't want to believe Jesus. The wicked shall be turned into hell then. And all nations that forget God. You forgot that God is God. You forgot that this is his earth. You forgot that that's his breath of life in your lungs. Coming through your nose. Mm-hmm. Put them in fear, O Lord. Put them in fear, Father. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Think about that. And that's Psalms 9. Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 20. Let's go to Isaiah 14. We jumping right into it, man. We jumping right into it. Isaiah chapter number 14. Yeah, let's get a depiction of hell and a picture of Lucifer, the devil, getting thrown into hell. He entering hell. Mm-hmm. He ain't reigning on his earth. This is not his earth. This is the Lord's earth. Yeah, this earth belongs to Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So Isaiah chapter 14. The world is turning into hell. Yeah, every nation that forgets God, you turn it into hell. Your life getting turned into hell. Mm-hmm. These churches that forgot God, getting turned into hell, got turned into hell. Yeah, all that. Yeah, uh-huh. Naming him, you got a form of godliness, but denying the power. Mm-hmm. Them churches, man. Yeah, we got the power up in here. God is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. So Isaiah chapter 14. Yeah, hell is not on earth. You want to see a good picture of hell? Let's go. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9. Hell from beneath. That's how you know it ain't on the earth. The person who was writing this was on the earth when he was writing it. Okay? Get it from God. Okay? God's spirit is here. So, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9. Hell from beneath. And this is H-E-L-L, not H-A-I-L.
H-E-L-L, hell. I'm going through hell. No, you ain't. Now, you can go through some trouble, but it ain't no hope in hell. You can go through some trials of life, but it ain't no daytime in hell. It ain't no peace in hell. Okay, all right. Hell from beneath is moved for you to meet you at your coming. Talking about the devil, Lucifer. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hell from beneath is moved for you. Talking about Satan. And anybody else who rejecting Jesus, you too, get the same fate. Hell from beneath is moved for you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead. Well, it stirs up the dead. So hell, it moves around to meet the devil that is coming. It stirs up the dead for the devil. Even all the chief ones of the earth. You mean tell me all those elite, they were real? Yes. The Bible pointing them out and talking about them. Yeah, all those chief ones. That's what they are. They're elite, right? Satan's elite. Different from God's elect. Yeah, we are God's elect. We don't bow to nothing to nobody but God. And we stand against all evil and wickedness and whatever God stands against. Because it's him that's in us. But hell, it stirs up the dead for you. Even all the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones. Remember, all this is activity going on in hell now. Raising them up from their thrones in hell. All the kings of the nations. So you're still alive after you leave the earth. Yeah, I say that again. You're still going to be alive after you leave this earth. And that's when you enter into eternity. So where are you going to be? Mm-hmm. Your choice. How are you living now? Verse 10, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 10. Them kings, that the dead that held them stirred up for him, okay? All they shall speak and say unto you, look at what they're saying to Satan. Are you also become weak as we? They talking to him. You become weak like us? Are you become like unto us? Verse 11, your pomp, all your shine, your glimmer, your glamour, and all that, because we about to read about all that too. Mm-hmm, about the beast and the woman that's sitting on the beast and the scarlet beast and the woman got on purple and she dressed fine, all her pomp too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those riches and delicacies, living deliciously. Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of your vials, all that violin, okay, music, all that. Yeah, we were just talking about it. The noise of your vials is going to go right there with them. The worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. The worms are under him, and the worms covering him. Y'all getting a good depiction of hell, right? Now, who are you talking about? Verse 12, how you are fallen. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? You fell from heaven, Lucifer. And then they put him on TV, man. But we rebuke Satan. How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Remember, on your belly you go. He cut them down. How are you cut down to the ground? The one that weakened the nations, verse 13, they still asking him that. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's where he messed up at. All this arrogance, all this pride. This is where you mess up at, humans. All that arrogance, all that pride. Nobody can tell you nothing. God can't even tell you nothing no more. Huh? You know more than God now, don't you? You think? Isaiah 14, verse 13, for you have said in your heart, make sure your heart don't say this, repent if it do, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I'm going to go up, I will exalt my throne, I'm going to exalt myself, see all that self-made stuff, I will exalt myself above the stars of God. You let God exalt you, humans, just like Lucifer should have did. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. What? Oh, wait. You going to do what? I'm going to sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. See that? I'm going to sit on the mountain of the congregation. You trying to steal God worship, you punk. Mm-hmm. The mountain of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will do this. I'm going to do this. Verse 15, Isaiah 14 says, yet you shall be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Why are you sitting up here? You talking about you going to do this? I'm rich, I'm self-made, I'm this, I'm that, and the other. And some of these morons got the nerve to call themselves God. Guess what God's saying? Isaiah chapter 14, verse 15. Yet you shall be brought down to hell to the size of the pit. Let's see how much of God you think you are in. Mm-hmm. Verse 16, Isaiah chapter 14. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you. They're going to be squinting their eyes looking at them. Squinting their eyes looking at them. Consider you, and they're going to consider you saying, is this the man that made the earth tremble? Is this the one that made the earth to tremble? And that did shake kingdoms? Looking at Satan like that. Is this the one? They looking at him like, well, how you come down here with us? Verse 17. That made the world as a wilderness. Is this him? And destroyed the cities thereof that opened not the house of his prisoners? He ain't got no mercy. Mm-mm-mm. He kills, steal, and destroy. He tear up his own stuff. Watch this. Let's read. He tear up his own stuff. All right, you see how he treat his prisoners. See, it's different when you're a prisoner of God than a prisoner of Satan. Mm-hmm. God have mercy. Satan ain't studying it. Satan have hate for you. He destroyed the cities thereof that opened not the house of his prisoners. Mm. No mercy in hell. No hope in hell. Yeah, the world turned into hell. They losing hope. They hoping for in man, and that ain't working. Verse 18, that's because your hope is supposed to be in the creator of man. Isaiah chapter number 14, verse 18 says, All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house, in his own grave, right? Did I just tell you he tells his own stuff? Look at the next verse. But you are cast out of your grave. Look at that. Ain't nobody else, but death was like that. I think it's three gruesome deaths in this Bible. That's this one right here we're reading about with Lucifer. The other one is Jezebel. Got thrown out the I don't know how high she was up, but out of that high story building, got thrown down, stomped out. You know what I'm talking about? The dogs ate her up and everything, and God said, ain't nobody going to bury her, resurrect her. She ain't even got no grave. And the other one is Judas. Yeah, fell down, hung himself, fell off. The tree branch broke. The tree branch said, I ain't going to support you, cuz. You killed the one that created me. The tree branch said, I lose this branch. Break this mug off me. I ain't letting this mug hang on me. The tree branch broke off. And he fell upon a rock and bust open, is what the Bible said about Judas. Now, those are three gruesome deaths. We read right here, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 19, how Satan's end is right here. It says, but you are cast out of your grave. Like an abominable branch, going to be spit out his own grave. And as the raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden underfoot. No good, bro. Going down to the sides of the pit. Wow. And grow back and go right back down to the sides of the pit. I'm telling you, your worst day is still better than the second of hell. I promise you. Mm-hmm. You better come to Jesus while you can. Learn to trust him and receive his love, experience his love. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20 says, you shall not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land. Told you, he tore up his own stuff. You destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Okay, that's why they try to make them famous to us, because that's what renowned is. It says, the seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. They shall never be celebrated. They shall never be great. They shall never be famous. So watch how you be treating these folk that you see on TV. Yeah. God sees everything. Ooh, I just want to meet. If I could meet them so bad. Who you want to meet so bad? More than Jesus, huh? Uh-oh. I mean, your business ain't. Get them, Jesus. That right? Uh-huh. So, they not going to ever be famous. God ain't stamping approving them. I don't care what the world say. That's what Satan do. Them Satan celebrities. Those are Satan children. That's why you see them unraveling in front of your eyes too. Because Satan don't care about the ones who give their soul to him. Well, he'll make you, I'm talking about, make you just look just like his child. Look like him. Ugly. Oh, ugly Satan. Verse 21 says, prepare slaughter for his children. Do what? Nah, don't prepare no mercy. Don't prepare no love. Prepare slaughter for his children. Those are the seed of evildoers right there. That's the seed of evildoers. So prepare slaughter. Prepare slaughter for them. For the iniquity of their fathers. Ooh. Get it for their fathers too. For the iniquity of their fathers. Because you was wicked and then you going to raise these wicked children too. Okay. For the iniquity of their fathers. That they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. Yeah, you ain't finna be setting up no evil throne on this mug, cuss. For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts. There we go. I'm gonna rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts. Yeah, I've been seeing them showing they behind. I've been being merciful, trying to let them repent. But now, verse 22, Isaiah chapter 14. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and son and nephew, says the Lord. And when he cut off, boy, man, he cuts you off, bro. I'm telling you. What you say? Like Jay-Z, old ugly self. Yeah, with that ugly hell on top. He was already tolerated. He got that ugly hell on top. Yeah. Then they say his wife's pretty, but she ugly too, because she a witch. Yeah, I said it. Mm-hmm. That witch. For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts. All right. And cut off from Babylon the name and the remnant and son and nephew. Y'all think I'm going to have children? Family. God cutting all. Says the Lord, I'm cutting all of it off. Now, I want all the publishing. He want all of it. Look at verse 23. Isaiah 14. I will also make it a position for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the betsam. We ain't never called it a betsam, but we know what we sweep with, and we call it a broom, right? So I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. What you going to do when God sweep the whole earth with the broom of destruction? Or sweep your life with the broom of destruction, shout it. The same God that loves us, the same God that is for us, can turn and be against us because of our evil ways. Verse 24, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. God saying it's going to happen. The Lord has sworn. We know he don't break his word. Saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. And we know he don't break his word. All we got to do is be patient. If it ain't happened yet, it don't matter. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen in his time. And that's why we have to be patient with him. Verse 25, Isaiah chapter 14 says, that I will break the Assyrian in my land. I'm going to break the Assyrian in my land. All them strangers in my land, I'm going to break them. And upon my mountains, I'm going to tread them underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. They let him in the church. But he going to break them off. He going to get the Assyrian, break the Assyrian out of his land. And he going to tread them under his feet for being in his holy, in his mountains. Mm-hmm. Y'all in the wrong place. Y'all playing with God like he ain't real. All right. But I bust you up. You want a sign? The sign ain't going to tear your whole life up. That's what's going to happen. Keep on being against him if you want to. Verse 26, because the next verse is for you. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Yeah. Fauci can't help you. Biden can't save you. That Moderna? The vaccine can't save you. That ain't your savior. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations, all of us. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul it? Who gonna stop him? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Huh? Who gonna turn it back? You must can if you do what he say. But they too busy trying to do things their own way. Let's go back to normal is what they say. Boy, it ain't no normal. No normal for you. Mm-mm. Revelation, let's go there. I know we got to go there. This is going to be kind of like a continuation of
the previous broadcast that we did, well, here's the patience of the saints, because we're in Revelation again. We're not afraid of Revelation. We understand this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto us. And he showed us by his angel through his servant John. So Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and verse 21. Revelation chapter number 9, verse 20 and verse 21. You see why coronavirus going on? You see what I'm saying? People should have been repenting. I'm talking about, we should have been running to Jesus like never before. They just celebrating, celebrating 20 years of this, 9-11, tragic event and all this. But during 9-11 back then, 2001, at least y'all were talking about God bless America. We need God blessing more now than ever, but look at you. They ain't even repenting, so this is for you. Revelation chapter 9, verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works. They didn't repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. Told you, it's devil worship going on. That's what's making God tear this earth up. His wrath is revealed from heaven. His wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, disobedience, and wickedness of man. So the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, they think they can get a vaccine and still ain't got the answer to God. Like, you still got a death date. Vaccine don't protect you from death. The vaccine can't even protect you from what it's supposed to protect you from. What they saying is coronavirus. But people fully vaccinated and the coronavirus breaking through, so that's what they call it. It's a breakthrough case. Yeah. Showing you, instead of telling you that the coronavirus is not working. Look at this. Don't look at it that it's not working. But if you take this vaccine, then you won't be in the hospital. If you take this vaccine, like, man, he will get sick still in the hospital. And dying. What the hell are you talking about, cuz? Revelation chapter 9, verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed, the rest of the humans. Go for children too, men, women, yeah. Because they trying to tell y'all generation up too, children. But we got you, don't worry about it, God got this. If you follow the spirit of truth, you're going to be good. I don't care what generation you in. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not. They ain't repenting. These mothers ain't even repent for closing their church. They repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. If you fearful, that's worship of the devil right now, because God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. But of power, love, and a sound mind. Faith in God kills fear from the enemy, so that they should not worship devils. Not only are they worshiping devils, they should not worship idols of gold and silver and brass and all that jewelry, and stone and of wood houses. Mm-hmm, gotcha. Which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. But that's what they worshiping. That's what they putting all their energy into Monday through Friday, so they can pay for their house and pay for their cars and get this jewelry. And, you see what I'm saying? Come on, man. Selling their soul. Why? So you get the big house. What? Verse 21 says, neither repented they of their murderers. They didn't repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries. All that magic spells and wickedness coming through the media. God see everything. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their deaths. That's just like Satan. And they ain't repenting, though. See, Satan can't repent, but humans can. Excuse me, but humans won't. Ain't that something? Satan cannot repent. Humans can repent, but humans won't repent and be born again of God. So they on the way to hell. They getting a little foretaste of it now. But the difference is, it ain't going to be no sunshine in hell. It ain't going to be no good times in hell. Yeah, y'all ain't going to be hanging in no groups in hell, cuz. You got your own flame. Yeah, you got your own flame, too. You got your own flame, and it don't go out. You got your own worms. We just read Lucifer going to have worms on top of him and under the bottom of him. So you got worms, too, because Jesus said the worm don't die there. You sure you want to continue being wicked? Okay. You're going to continue to be wicked until you go to hell. Then you're going to be repenting, but it's going to be too late. Revelation chapter 17.
The world is turning into hell, cuz. All the wicked shall be turned into hell in every nation, all the nations that forget God. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1 says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore. The great whore is going to get judged that sits upon many waters. Okay? That great whore, she is a city, okay? She is a city that influences, a great city that influences the kings of the earth. So it's safe to say that this is the world system. It influences the whole world. But let's read. Revelation chapter 17, verse 2 says, with whom? Okay, she's a great whore. This is her judgment about to happen. She's sitting on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth, yeah, Satan's elite, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. But look, we've been, the inhabitants of the earth been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. They messing it up, but then they gonna pass it down, influence the whole world, and made the world drunk with the wine of their own fornication, man. With whom the kings of the earth, these are the elite ones. We don't wrestle flesh and blood, but in spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world, right? Principalities and powers, with whom the kings of the earth, they committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. Scarlet is bright red, right? Deep red. Mm-hmm. She's sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy. Blasphemy is disrespect to God. You know what I'm talking about? So she got names full of blasphemy, full of disrespect to God, having seven heads and 10 horns. Don't worry. We're going to keep reading, and the word will interpret itself. Do not be afraid of revelation, okay? Even though God can paint that picture that you may be seeing in your head right now, a red beast with seven heads and 10 horns, but it's going to break down or something. Okay, now he can make it, and they may see a physical beast, red, you know what I'm saying, with seven heads, 10 horns. They may see that. Okay, verse 4 says, and the woman was arrayed in purple. She got purple on. Purple represents royalty. Don't get blindsided by the glamour, because she looked real glamorous, right? But her inside is bad. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, got purple and red on, and decked that with gold and precious stone and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand. I just said, for the gold, okay? I like gold. But yeah, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations, though. She got a cup in her hand that's full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Despicable, very offensive. This is what this is. That's what this is. The world system is very disgusting, very despicable, because it makes you be selfish. It takes God out of the whole equation. Where is God in the world system? Think about it. He don't fit in religion, because he ain't no religion. So the religion, they'll accept the world system. They will accept religion, but they won't accept Jesus. Jesus is not a religion. All right, verse 5, Revelation 17 says, and upon her forehead was a name written. This is what the world system is. Mystery of Babylon. They babbling on now. Think about it. Social media. Look at all the media. Media. They connected to your account, ain't they? Yeah, they come to mind. They're going to get this Jesus. And upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery. Babylon the Great. The mother of harlots. The ones that sell their souls. Yep, harlots. Sell their souls for the money. And abomination, though, that goes against God's nature. That's what abomination is. So she's the mother of those that sell their souls. Jesus said, what does it profit if a man gain the whole world but lose his soul? So they sell their souls. And then in Revelation 18, we're going to see it in a minute, it says bodies and souls of men being sold, just like gold and cinnamon, shout it, being sold. So the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, though. This is why you got to read this Bible, because this telling you about what's going on in heaven and on earth, too. Where you at? And hell. You see what I'm saying? But it involves the earth. And man didn't write this because this goes against everything man wants to do. So you can tell man didn't write this. Okay? Man didn't write this Bible. He didn't write the word of God. This is the word of God. Verse 6 says, and I saw the woman drunk. She was drunken with the blood of the saints. Wow. Told you, very despicable, nasty. She drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, the ones who stand for Jesus with no compromise. And when I saw her, I wondered, excuse me, with great admiration. I'm wondering at her because she got all this gold and stuff. Y'all heard me say, whoa, you know, all that gold. She decked out. So John doing the same thing. He wondering at her. And then look at verse 7. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? Why you think this marvelous? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her and which has the seven heads and the 10 horns. He going to break down all that. Y'all ready? Verse 8, the beast is the first thing he is. Revelation 17, 8, the beast that you saw, excuse me, was in the past, back then, and is not right now, and shall ascend later, right, out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. That it says in and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder. This is what they're going to wonder. Whose names were not written in the book of life. They're going to be wondering. From the foundation of the world, when they behold, when they see the beast that was back then, that is not right now, and is yet is going to come later. That's that beast from Job chapter 41. Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster is what the world calls it, but the Leviathan is what God calls it. And when we keep reading, you'll understand more because he's a king. He's the king of all pride. And as we keep reading, it's going to say he's the eighth, but he's of the seventh. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go. So, verse 9 says, and here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. The mountains are high places, right? Mm-hmm. And like I told you last week, I Googled seven mountain regions, and it was one on each continent. So I do know that about the number seven. I know it's 7 days in a week, too. But I know it's seven continents, according to what they say, right? So it's seven spirits of God, too. And right here, it's seven heads or seven kings on seven mountains. Okay? Verse 10, Revelation 17 says, and there are seven kings, five are fallen. One is right now. The other is not yet come. That's the Antichrist. And when he comes, he must continue in short space, just temporary. Verse 11, Revelation 17 says, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, because they're seven kings, right? Even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goes into perdition. All this is under the devil's influence in his actions, okay? And the 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Just 1 hour. Receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind. See all that one world order, right? These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They're not going to do like we do and give our strength and power and glory to God. They're giving theirs to the beast. They got one mind, shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Verse 14 says, these shall make war with the lamb also. How arrogant, how prideful do you have to be that you're going to sit up here and make war? Listen to Satan, line up with him, and make war with Jesus, the Lord? Oh, see, y'all don't know him as Lord. That's why y'all doing it. So they shall make war. This is Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them, though. Hallelujah. Yeah, the lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are chosen, or they that are with him, that's us right here, they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Mm-hmm. Next verse, verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters, he's still breaking this down, right? The water that the woman was sitting on, which you saw where the whore sits, are peoples. The waters, not really waters, they're peoples. They're multitudes and nations and tongues that this whore is sitting on. Remember, this whore is abomination. She was Babylon, the mother of harlots, the mother of abominations, the mother of that Satan worship. Here go the root of all this Illuminati stuff. Yeah. Illuminati is just Satan worship. That's all it is. And he said unto me, the water which you saw where the horse sits are people. She got her influence on the people, the multitudes, nations and tongues. And she the mother of all of harlots and abomination of the earth. And she got her influence on the people. See what I'm saying? How she doing that? Through the media. Mm-hmm. And the 10 horns, yeah, because you're going to put a computer in front of your face. You're going to put your phone in front of your face. You're going to put your TV in front of your face, whatever you do. Because y'all don't want to turn stuff off these days, huh? And put this Bible in front of your face. Yeah. So the media, that's what he's using. We ain't ignorant of Satan's devices now. Verse 16 says, and the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. Remember, those are 10 kings. They're going to hate the whore. Who is the whore? We're going to get to her in a minute. Okay? These shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked. They're going to tear her up, make her desolate, naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. This ain't no cannibalism going on, though. Because it's not talking about a physical woman. Okay? Talking about the physical world system. For God has put it in their hearts, though, to fulfill his will. Look at that. They doing all this, that, and the other. They still doing all this, that, and the other in 2021, but God still getting his purpose done. You see what I'm saying? He's still on the throne, man. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And here go the woman right here, verse 18. And the woman which you saw is the great city. Okay? She's a great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. They don't want the Lord reigning over them. They don't want Jesus reigning over them. They got a great city that reigns over them. They got a headquarters, right, that reigns over all the kings of the earth. Yeah, that's that system. How can they influence and get the whole world to drink of the wine of their fornication, man? Media, politicians, you see them on the media too. All them work together. Money. You see what I'm saying? What they showing you. Turn that stuff off, man. I'm telling you. Pick this Bible up. Let's go to Revelation chapter 18. Let's go. Keep going. And after these things, I saw another angel. Hey, angel. Come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth. Not hell, but the earth which you own. The earth was lighted with his glory. That's a shame. Now, if God, if the devil be doing stuff on the earth, and people give him credit for doing stuff on the earth, well, God still do stuff on the earth, too. And you need to give him his credit. Verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Yeah, that great city, right? That the mother of all harlots and abominations, that evil influence, right? The Babylon is fallen. Babylon the great is fallen and has become the habitation of devils, producing and reproducing devils. Where the devils hang out at? All that babble, all that confusion. Because God is not the author of confusion. God's still sitting up here letting you know Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the life. He ain't babbling on like everybody else. Let God be true and let every man be found a liar. And man is babbling on, but that's who you choosing to listen to? Better be careful. I don't care what they saying on the news. Their word is not more, it don't hold more weight than God's. Yeah, you can take God at his word. They'd be predicting the weather to you and get that wrong. And do you get mad at them? And you say, oh, they said it wasn't going to rain today. You sitting in the drop top soaking wet in the silk suit trying not to sweat. Oh, I'm sorry. Sitting in the drop top soaking wet in the silk suit trying not to sweat, boy. Yes, sir. All right. Revelation 18. Babylon has become, verse 2, has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Look at verse 3, very interesting. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. She made all nations drink. Why they putting out the wicked stuff, and then people got the ratings up on the wicked stuff that they putting out. They put Lucifer on TV, saw what the ratings were going to be, took Lucifer off, put it on Netflix. Then they put Evil on TV, a show called Evil. They got movies called Devil and Devil Inside. Come on, man. And did one movie, Passion of the Christ, and then want to help with that. Mm-hmm. God watching. He see it. Don't worry. So you a habitation of devils, huh? You the whole of every foul spirit, huh? A cage of every unclean and hateful bird, huh? You think you got it together, huh? You gonna get destroyed, ain't you? Verse 3 says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth, they the ones did it. They got the influence in the high places, man. The kings of the earth. The elite. They already let you know who they are now. They have committed fornication with her. With who? With this great whore. This great city that reigns over them. Because Jesus is supposed to be reigning over us. But the kings of the earth, they have committed fornication with her, and the merchants, that's the businesses of the earth, all them businesses of the earth, yep, are waxed rich. They are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. They didn't do like the word said and let the Lord build it up. They built the system and did it themselves, right? They got it themselves. They corrupted it. Verse 4 says, and I heard another voice from heaven, this for us, saying, come out of her, my people. Yeah, be raptured. Repent. Repent and be raptured. That's what this verse is all about. Revelation 18 and 4. Yeah, give God your life and be raptured, man. Stop living for yourself. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Her sins done got so bad they done reached all the way up there to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. So you better get from around her. Because I'm about to tell some cheesy. I'm about to tell it all up. So move. Come here, my people. Listen to me. Hear my voice. Come out of her, my people. Repent. Be raptured, my people. So that you won't be partakers of her sins and receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Her sins have reached unto heaven. What the heathen? And God has remembered her iniquities. And look what the angel's telling God to do in verse 6. This is what we're telling God to do, too, in verse 6. Give him Jesus. That's what I be saying. But look at the angel saying, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. Because you remember she got that cup in her hand, right? In the cup which she has filled to her, double. She got her cup filled up, remember, in chapter 17. She got a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness. So the angel, and we telling God, yeah, double back unto her. Will she double unto you? Double it back unto her. Verse 6, Revelation 18, verse 7, says how much she has glorified herself, all that, pomp. She glorified herself all deliciously, scarlet, purple, you know what I'm talking about, decked out with gold and precious stones, yeah, all that. Revelation chapter 18, verse 7, how much she has glorified herself and not glorified God. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her to you. Measure the same amount of torment and sorrow and give that to her. For she has said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. She prideful. She full of self. She's arrogant. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death, mourning, and famine in one day. Death. Morning. That's why I be trying not to say good morning no more. It's spelled the same way, right? Good morning. Listen, life and death in our tongue. Yeah, that's a challenge to you, too, to stop saying morning. I know he's been saying it, but trust. Morning. Okay, take the U out of it. Okay, M-O. Okay, but it still say the same thing, rather it's spelled. So that's why I be trying not to say good morning. I say good day or God day to you. You see what I'm saying? God day to you. Good morning. Why? Death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. So she's going to be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord. The Lord that judges her is strong. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, and the kings of the earth. Okay, so that's Babylon going to get judged and get tore up and burnt up. Okay, let's get these kings then. Verse 9, Revelation chapter 18. Verse 9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her. What y'all sorry for her now? Y'all the one tearing up and going to eat her flesh and everything according to Revelation 17, right? So now they going to look, bewail her, and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. Remember they were talking to Lucifer, like, no, you down here with us? Oh, all your punk done came down here to the grave with us, cat. You see what I'm saying? And let me tell you something else about this mark of the beast. Be careful. You don't need the mark. Yeah, this system, yep. You don't need the mark because these next three verses telling you that all the stuff going to be messed up. In one part of Revelation, it say you ain't going to be able to eat, buy, or sell, or nothing, right? And right here, we about to get to where it say ain't nobody buying none of your stuff anyway. So why would I take the mark if we going to get to the point where it's going to get to the point where ain't nobody buying none of your stuff? Like the whole thing going to get destroyed? Okay, you ain't got to take my word. Let's read. We're in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 11 says, And the merchants, remember merchants, merchandise, that's the business people. No more buying this stuff. Watch this. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. They're going to be weeping because ain't nobody buying their merchandise anymore, man. We in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 12, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones. Y'all, that jewelry, right? All that Home Depot stuff coming up next. Yeah, stones and... All right, we're still on the jewelry. I'm sorry. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, and of pearls, fine linen. They go to blankets and stuff. Got you, Walmart. Fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, and all thine wood. So that's the clothes. And here go the Home Depot stuff, the wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. All of it going to be gone. Verse 13, and cinnamon, got you. Grocery stores, got you. Cinnamon, nobody buying this stuff no more, right? So why would I take the mark of the beast anyway? Because it's going to get to a point where the whole system going to be tore up. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil. Mm-hmm. And fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep. Got the farmers. Beasts, sheep, horses, and chariots. And look at these last two things. Very interesting. And slaves and souls of men. They selling their soul. They tell you this. And then the Bible let you know they worshiping Satan too. I don't believe it unless it's in the Bible. The Bible saying they sell their souls, cuz. Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? They selling slaves. They selling souls of men. They selling their own soul too. Right? Through these contracts and all this stuff. I'm telling you, watch out. Okay? Keep your eyes on the Lord. He said, watch and pray. Keep your eyes on Jesus, man. They selling slaves and souls of men just like they sell cinnamon, cuz. But remember, verse 11 says, nobody is buying the stuff anymore. The merchants, the businesses tripping because nobody buying their stuff. We getting there. Revelation 18, verse 14 says, and the fruits that your soul lusted after. A bunch of lust in the world, right? The fruits that your soul lusted after are departed from you. You ain't gonna never get that. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from you, and you shall find them no more at all. It's over. Yeah. Y'all forgot about God. You'll be turning to hell. Verse 15 says, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. They're going to be weeping and wailing. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we got hope. They don't. So they're going to be weeping and wailing because they got rich by her. They didn't trust the Lord with their lives. They didn't let the Lord build their lives up. Except the Lord builds it, we labored in vain, right? We gave him our life. But they getting rich through the system. And then the system going to get took and tore up and from them. Going to get took from them and tore up, right? So they're going to be weeping and wailing. Verse 16 says, and saying, alas, alas, that great city. So they know it's going to happen. That's why they say, alas, alas, it finally happened. Alas, alas, that great city. They know it's going to happen. That was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Remember, this is the woman that was sitting on the beast. So she's a great city. She got great influence over the kings of the earth. Okay? So for in 1 hour, so great riches has come to nothing, verse 17, And every shipmaster, thought we forgot about y'all. Told me I ain't in that category. I don't work at Home Depot. I don't work at Walmart. I don't buy no cinnamon, sugar, nothing. I work on the water. Got you too then. Watch this. In 1 hour, so great riches have come to nothing, and every shipmaster. You know, you work by the water. You work through the water. You trade in the Navy, Coast Guard, all that. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships, you do the big tours, the big ships with the tours. You do them too. Got you too, though. You know what I'm talking about? Every shipmaster, every one of them. All the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. Got them too. It's the world system, man. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto the great city, unto this great city? They're going to be tripping, talking about what we going to do next. That's all we know is how to do what the world system says. They've been, I'm talking about going through chaos since last year. They don't know what to do. They still tripping. 2020 was going to be, we're going to leave 2020. No, 2021 is just a repeat of last year. And if you're on God's side, you good. But if you ain't on God's side, it's curtains for you. It's bad for you, man. It's not going to go well for you. So, we in Revelation chapter 18. Verse 19 says, and they cast dust on their heads. They cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. That's what's going to happen to your one world order. In 1 hour, it's going to get crushed. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Look at the next verse. This is for us that follow Jesus. Don't feel sorry for her. It says rejoice over her. This is Revelation 18, verse 9. Revelation 18, verse 20. But y'all good Christian folk, y'all don't even know how to. Y'all good Christian, but y'all not sons of God. So y'all don't feel what God feels. Y'all be too busy trying to be nice to Satan. Miss the devil. Y'all respect Satan. But the next verse, if you were a son of God, you follow Jesus Christ, you hear what the word says, and you do what it says, you can do what verse 20 says. Rejoice over her, you heaven. And you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. When God getting his vengeance back, when God is avenging you, oh, it ain't no need to feel sorry. He saying rejoice. He letting you know it's okay to rejoice over her. You ain't picking at her, but we rejoicing over her. We giving God the glory like he finally getting them back. You heaven, you holy apostles, rejoice. You prophets, rejoice over her. For God has avenged you on her. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, and a mighty angel still going to handle Babylon. A mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone. An angel did this. This ain't no demonic work. This ain't no man's work. Okay? This is a mighty angel. Took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. I'm about to tear the whole thing up, is what God's saying. Remember, he said he got the bedsome of destruction. He's going to sweep it with. That's a broom of destruction. I sweep this thing with it. And God can do that. All right, now, maybe you say, well, I don't do the Home Depot. I don't do the Walmart thing. I ain't caught up in. That ain't what I do. You see what I'm saying? I don't buy, sell. I don't do the jewelry, all this. He got you too. Let's go. Maybe you're a musician. Verse 22, Revelation 18. Verse 22 says, in the voice of harpers and musicians, and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, playing all that devil music. I don't care if it is just positive music. It's still going to belong to the devil because you won't choose and make your music for God. He said, if you lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. So I made you upright to make a choice to either stand on the devil's side or stand with me. But since you want to be neutral, lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. So the musicians, right, the music, the trumpeters shall be heard no more at all, the pipes in you. Remember he said something about the violins early, or the vows, the music earlier in Isaiah chapter 14. All right, so maybe you say, I ain't no musician, I don't do the Walmart thing, I don't know. I'm Lyft, I Uber, I just pick up people grocery. Well, I got you too, whatever craft, look at this. And no craftsman of whatever craft he be, that's the whole system, every occupation and everything. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in you. And the sound of a millstone, that's that burden, shall be heard no more at all in you. and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride, all that strange marriage, yeah, homosexual marriage, yeah, God gonna tear that up. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what you think or what they say and how they legalize it. Mm-mm. We gonna still agree with God. So, in the voice of the bridegroom, any marriages that's not ordained by God, you about to get it. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in you, and your merchants were the great men of the earth. The elite, right? What they call themselves. The great men, the VIPs of the earth. Guess what they did? For by thy sorceries, by your sorceries, were all nations deceived. They deceived the nations by their sorceries, by their paranormal activities, by their rituals, by their symbols, their actions, their gestures, by that media. Media is just, think about it, media ain't just TV, but media is the plural form for medium. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, we see the communication with a medium is somebody who can bring somebody from the dead, communicates with the dead and the living. Media, what you think they doing through the media, trying to get you stuck on the media, because by their sorceries, we're all nations deceived. Put this computer in front of your face, put this TV screen in front of your face, your phone in front of your face, and leave God out of everything. They deceiving. And then, but God, though, but God, we got him. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Prophets, the blood of saints, and upon, you know, the blood of all that was slain upon the earth because of our witness. Yeah. For Jesus Christ, we will not compromise. Yes, this is more than stating. This is stating some sinner's prayer. This is way more than stating some sinner's prayer. You got to hear what God is saying. You got to do what God is saying. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Today's topic, the world is turning into hell. Hashtag hell is not on earth. Yeah, you still got hope if you're on earth. But in hell, it ain't no hope, cuz. Because it. And the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget God going to be turned into hell as well. So be it. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. They can't even beat coronavirus. We'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in.
What's mobbing? H-O-G-O-M, hooked yeah. on God over money, man.
What's the word on the
Seven
street,
dudes,
man?
Seven dudes, little bro, I see you. Biz a lot, see you, yeah. boy.
Bumps, I see you, bruh.
Good looking out, gold fingers.
Word.
I'm in the last Macromental oh my. Finest, man.
Yeah.
Black, big bro.
God over money, bumps. Trippin', I was living and my life was off. Kinda like I ain't paid my bill. On the real, yo, my sight was lost. I had that bad knee, cause I would fall by his cross. Till he raised me up and hired me.
Like a boss.
Take the scripture lesson, I've been addressing. My guy's like a narcoleptic.
You know he's interesting.
Get it? Never mind, it's better I let him slide. On the real, cause the flesh really gotta die. My pen describes how he's been divine.
Been divine? Been divine? Been divine? Oh.
Not for these double lines, Andres. Just one of my kind of slain. You'll be the same as every single one of my kind, bruh.
The God of the gospel truth like medicine for those dead in sin. They say I got it backwards, but I think I got dyslexic friends.
Yo, he's legit. Yeah, we revving at Jesus click. Yes, you better believe in his name. We throw up like bulimic chicks. Plead the fifth. Never that. And I ain't one time, but I'ma need you to get your hands up. Like stand up. Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Put your hands up in the air. If you been a fire, you've been saved by grace through faith and place within a stir. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is more than stating some sinner's prayer. Hands up in the air. If you been a fire, you've been saved by grace through faith and place within a stir. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there.
Been hecka blessed ever since I left the quest for money. Fit like a techno best Jehovah, words were less than holy. This is my testimony. Was ready and willing and for a check would deliver you death. But everything coming about your death was wrong. Never was the shooter, I just knew him. Never moved the key, but I could introduce you to him. But if you not the shooter, you just the guy who will move him to do it. Then who are you to just sit and act like you innocent, stupid? Justifying my evil, celebrating my good. While I was pumping cane through the youngest brains in the hood. Like, yo, I dare you to do it. Yo, you gon' let that ride. Now you up in that box, cause you ain't let that slide. I was so blind, both eyes tainted, claiming to know God. Till he showed me I was just trying to be God in my own mind. Now I praise him for the blown high, no lie. So grind, homie, I'm on mine for the most high.
Put your hands up in the air. If you've been aware, you've been saved by grace through faith and place within his care. Forsaken your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is most Satan.
And I was such a filthy little rodent, homie. Such a dirty rat, 30 pack, clacked in my king of comedy. Bernie Mac, ruthless, but a gouda, a shooter. Kirby Yak, Redman, on a dead end, putting eggs in, we'll be bringing birdies back. It's fun and games till you get busted or up and changed, then it's a scurry fact. Once them feds is looking up your name, ain't his very way. On my cherry hat, I'm Murray that. Now you can read my testimony off of the stone where I'm buried. Old things being passed away, ain't no eulogy. I'm steering folk that miracle that it's gonna take for you to see if you're a Satan pimping your current station. Ain't cool with me, it's love, blood. I'm trying to rebuke you truthfully, it's time for breakthrough. I'm trying to place you onto a truth that consecrates you, dog. If you're a believer, he not gonna leave you, nor forsake you. It ain't always good, but it is always God. I'm born again and I'm gon' always mob.
Put your hands up in the air. If you get aware, you can say God, grace through faith and place within his care. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there. To declare, this is more than Satan, some kind of prayer. Hands up in the air. If you get aware, you can say God, grace through faith and place within his care. Quit forsaking your placement and be a witness there.
Mic check, 1212. Yeah, this more than stating some sinner's prayer. And this ain't for no itching ears up in hell. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no eavesdropping going on up in hell. Yes, sir. All right, let's go ahead and finish up. We in Revelation chapter number, let's go to 19. If I can get y'all up out of here. I'm trying to beat the clock. I think I can beat it. 13 minutes left live. Let's see. I think I can beat it. You know what I'm talking about? And if I can't, oh well. All right, Revelation chapter 19, starting at verse 11. Okay, let's go. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 says, "And I saw heaven opened." That's what I'm talking about. This owl's right here. This owl spot right here. I saw heaven opened. Yeah, I'm looking past the earth. I'm going to see heaven open. Somebody say, I see heaven open over me. I see heaven open over my life. I'm experiencing. Go deeper. Say, I'm experiencing heaven over my life and open over my life. So, Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Not a pale horse, not a black horse, a red one, but a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful, that's Jesus, and True. And in righteousness, he does judge and make war. So he ain't no punk, because he's showing you right here. He judges and makes war. But when he do it, he right when he do it. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Why they ain't paint this? Why they ain't paint this picture instead of making Jesus look like Mona Lisa's brother? Why ain't never paint this picture, man? Just give a description of him. His eyes were as a flame of fire. They too scared to draw his eyes, cuz. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. The name Jesus. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, Jesus. His name is called the Word of God. Remember, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. Verse 14 says, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean. That's us. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. That's this word. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should smite or hit the nations real hard. Mm-hmm. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. Do that sound like somebody playing? A sword? You ain't bringing no sword. This ain't no knife. This is a sword, cuz. They'll chop your gun up. Chop your gun in half. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He going to rule them with a rod of iron. Iron is hard. It's not soft. He going to rule them with a rod of iron. He treads the winepress in the fierceness and wrath of God. The wrath of God. The fierceness and the wrath of God is not soft. Okay? Jesus is not soft. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mm-hmm. What it says, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the sun, it says, hold on, I'm sorry. And I saw another angel standing in the sun. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come gather together, come gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the flesh of captains. And it's real flesh, too. And the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them. And that, it says, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great, all of them, children and everything too. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him. They trying to go against the one sitting on the throne, man. The one on the horse, Jesus. All right, so the one sitting on the throne, that's God. The one sitting on the horse, that's Jesus. They trying to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. So they lined up with the beast, but then the beast will get snatched away from him. Mm-hmm. And it says, the false prophet was taken with him, who worked miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive, not dead, cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, because when you enter into eternity, you're going to be living forever. This earth is what's temporary. This life on this earth is what's temporary. Don't get caught up in food and thinking that this is all, okay? It's life after death, and that's eternity. You ain't going to die after that, all right? Unless you're going to be dying every day, death. I'm talking about just, but death's going to be there with you, so. The second death. Yeah, stronger than the first one, the second death, because you keep on dying. And get back up and die some more. And get in that. I'm talking about we learn to do this as far as following Jesus Christ. We got to die out of this world. But they going to be, I'm talking about death, the second death, cuz, torment, torture. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the throne, sat upon the horse, I'm sorry, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. We almost finished. 8 minutes. Can I beat it? Revelation chapter 20. I think I'm going one more place after this. Revelation chapter 20, maybe two more places. I don't know. Let's go. And I saw an angel come down from heaven. This is the angel working again, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. That's why we had to come here, so we can see how this dragon gets handled. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and he bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. See how the angel handling the dragon? Cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, that's us, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I like that. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Okay? Keep your faith in God. You won't be missing. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Oh, my goodness. Here you go. But it's a purpose. You know what I'm talking about? And he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. This is the camp of the saints that they gathered around about, right? Every time they jump up against God, they get beat down. Look at what happened next. They camp. It says, and this is Revelation chapter 20, verse 9, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God. Yeah, that's the God of the saints right there. Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So you ain't got to worry about nothing. God going to take care of your enemies. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Finally, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Right? Because right there he in the bottomless pit, right? Maybe that's when them kings started talking to him when he was in that bottomless pit. But hell gets thrown into the lake of fire too. Alright? So the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. All of them are under the devil's influence, the world system. False prophet, that's the Antichrist, and now the devil shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. Wow, that's God. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. I saw what? The small and great, the dead. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Everybody got to answer to God. And the books were opened, all them books and philosophies and opinions and religion books and all that. The books were opened, and another book, that's the Bible, and the book of life. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How do you get your name written in the book of life? Receive Jesus. Receive Jesus. Today, Revelation 21, getting two verses from over here. Revelation 21. Verse 7 and verse 8. Revelation chapter 21. Getting up out of here. 3 minutes left. I think I can do it. Revelation 21. Verse 7 says, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's how you get your name written. Overcome. Yeah, overcome this world. Put your faith in the Lord. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, those the cowards, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If you don't want that, yeah, the second death after death, the death after death, because death gets thrown into that itself. So you don't want that second death. You better receive Jesus today. If you're born once, you're going to die twice. If you're only born once of your parents and never of God, you're going to die twice. But if you're born twice, born of your parents and born again of God, you only die once. Jesus is the resurrection that swallowed death up in victory for you. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly. Words are in red. These are words of Jesus. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be given, what it says, to give every man, every human, according to his work, right? According as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That's Jesus. Word still in red. Jesus, right there. God letting you know that Jesus is God and God is Jesus. I am Alpha. That's Jesus saying this. These words are in red. And Omega. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. Jesus is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All right? Verse 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. If you obey him, get the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. We're going to go up through there. For without are dogs and sorcerers. See how it keeps naming sorcerers? And in 1 Samuel chapter 28, it names wizards and familiar spirits. Revelation lets you know they worshiping Satan. For without or outside are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loves and makes a lie. Whoever loves lying, whoever loves making a lie. They go for the movies, songs, and everything. Mm-hmm. Verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star, and the spirit and bride say, come. Yeah, the spirit and bride say, come. And let him that hears, that's you and me, say, come. Say, come, Lord Jesus. And let him that is thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Verse 20 says, we're going to end with verse 20 and 21. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. He coming. It's going to be quick too. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, the world is turning into hell. Hashtag hell is not on earth. Yeah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God will be turned into hell. So put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Yeah. Come to Jesus still. We'll help out Mr. Christ. We'll get at you next time. Peace.
Yeah. For real. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk, bruh. Strap up.
When it comes to war zone out here, buddy. You'll never forsake me, so it's you.
Shots fired.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever.
We riding.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'ma count it joy till I cash in. Because you found your boy in that trash bin, where they bang the block and let the banger pop. And that thing so hot it make glass spin. I'm diving deep when I splash in. You in the driver's seat, I'm latched in. My college street, knowledge deep. I got a scholarship, packed 10. But I'm wrapped in eternal passion. You took the rap of sin up on Calvary. So I go hard for these ghosts. Lord, it ain't tripping off of my salary. This galaxy is your palace. We try to challenge you, but that's a fallacy. We take part in sin because the darkened hearts of men are hardening like a callous bee. But when you part the winds and time starts to bend, the trumpet's blowing and the harps will blend. You round us up and then you march us in. Everybody gonna be shaking like Parkinson's. It's a dirty fight, but my jury's right, cause my verdict's Christ, so I'm serving life. I'm killing flesh and I'm murder mics. I rep the word of life till I'm murdered twice.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting, never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about whatever, Lord.
Yeah, I said, bruh, you ain't never lied, man. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. It's the hardest thing you gon' do in your life. Anybody can act a fool, but can you be a real man and walk in love? Huh?
Yeah, come on.
Love, then it's action to back it up. And ain't no giving up, no packing up. Cause it's still days that I get to acting up. But then I
repent and head back to love.
Back to love, right back to Christ. Get cleansed in the blood, right back to life. Cause this walk is gonna come with some sacrifice. And it's still days I feel like I'm shacking dice. All shook up, a little something like Presley. And money causing clothes, man, that stuff don't impress me. The devil, they use that, it's like feel like Wesley. But it was his love that God used to arrest me. Now I'm all in, hell's up. I got my boots on the ground, waking hell up. Rolling with the only one that won't fail you. Just mention his name to open that cell up. Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yahweh, he's the one to give you rest after a hard day. About whatever, whenever, whatever my God say. Rolling with the Trinity, three the hard way. And when the cards played, royal flush. Rolling with the king of hearts, no destroying us. Matt 28, great commission been deploying us. And we about to trample on anything that's poisonous.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, yeah. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever.
When it comes, yeah.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord,
I'm about
whatever, Lord, yeah. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, yeah. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord, I'm about
whatever, Lord.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever,
yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever.
When it
comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord,
I'm about
whatever, Lord, yeah. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever,
yeah.
You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting ever. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord,
I'm about whatever, Lord, yeah. This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.